Winnipeg. Zach Caleros threw for 4 touchdowns as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers scored on their first 8 possessions in a crushing 54-20 victory over the Saskatchewan Roughriders on Saturday. The Bombers, who didn't punt until 3 minutes was left in the fourth quarter, put up a string of 6 touchdowns and a pair of field goals in front of a sold-out crowd of 33,234 fans at IG Field for the 18th edition of the Banjo Bowl. Winnipeg, 12-1, has clinched the 3-game CFL season series with Saskatchewan, 6-7, after beating the Riders 20-18 in last weekend's Labor Day Classic. The third game is in Winnipeg on September 30. Caleros completed 21 of 25 pass attempts for 273 yards and no interceptions. He was replaced with Drew Brown with 9 minutes left in the final quarter. Brown threw his first CFL touchdown pass, an 11-yarder to Dalton Schoen with 42 seconds left in the game. Roughriders quarterback Cody Fajardo was 15 of 18 passing for 124 with no TDs and no picks. Jake Dolagala went in for Fajardo late in the fourth. Bombers receiver Nick Dembski caught TD passes of 16 and 18 yards. Rashid Bailey hauled in a 34-yard TD reception and Brendan O'Leary Orange recorded his first CFL TD with a 10-yard catch. Backup Bombers quarterback Dakota Prukop ran in for 2 TDs from 3 and 1 yard out. Winnipeg kicker Mark Leggio booted field goals from 45 and 23 yards, and made 6 of his 7 convert attempts. Saskatchewan receiver Mario Alford recorded a 92-yard kickoff return for a TD and Fajardo pushed in for a 1-yard TD. Kicker Brett Lowther connected on field goals from 53 and 34 yards, and 2 converts. An illness reportedly hit the visiting squad before game time. Saskatchewan backup quarterback Mason Fine, fullback James Tuck and defensive back Jeremy Clark were out of the lineup. Other players were on the sidelines but didn't see action, including starting receiver Kian Schaefer-Baker and offensive lineman Josiah St. John. Winnipeg led 6-0 after the first quarter, 27-10 at halftime and 37-20 after the third. Dembski scored his first touchdown on the game's opening possession. Leggio went wide right on the convert attempt to make it 6-0. Winnipeg got to Saskatchewan's 3-yard line as time expired on the first quarter. The time of possession in the opening quarter was a lopsided 13 minutes and 2 seconds for the Bombers and 1 minute and 58 seconds for the Roughriders. Prukop scored 17 seconds into the second quarter for the 13-0 lead. The Roughriders reached Winnipeg's 1-yard line with the help of a Winnipeg pass interference penalty, leading to Fajardo's TD at 8:44. The Bombers responded less than 2 minutes later with Dembski's second TD. A Saskatchewan turnover on downs sparked Bailey's TD with 30 seconds left in the first half. Winnipeg receiver Drew Wolitarski and defensive back Nick Taylor were injured in the first half and didn't return. Alford opened the second half with his kickoff return at 13 seconds. The Bombers responded with Leggio's 45-yarder 3 minutes later to make it 30-17. Saskatchewan had a Kieran Moore touchdown wiped off the board because of a holding call, then Fajardo was sacked. They settled for Lowther's 35-yarder. O'Leary Orange made it 37-20 with 4 seconds left in the third and Leggio added his 23-yarder 5 minutes into the fourth. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 10, 2022. Judy Owen, The Canadian Press.